Welcome, Parashat Baalotcha. In the middle of Parashat Baalotcha, Am Yisrael has a question. Shiloh. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know the answer. So he tells them, stay here, I'm going to go ask Hashem. So Rashi says, Amar lem yimdu v'shma, ketalmid ha-muftach l'shmo ha-mipi rabo, she-yilur isha, she-kach muftach, she-kol zman she-yarotzei, ha-medaber ma-shchina. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I have the type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever I call on him, he's going to answer. Wait right here while I go call him. Okay? If you were somewhere and you want to know what the Prime Minister said, so I would say, you know, I could try to ask him, but I don't know anything about the Havdil Prime Minister. I don't know anything about him. I have no way of connecting to him. But if I were like his closest advisor in 1 minute, I'm his chief of staff, I'll go inside. So I'm able to do it. So Moshe Lahavdil was like Hashem's, you know, chief of staff. Hashem, he had a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that he could just say, wait right here, I'll go ask him, I'll be right back. And Amos Yaakov says, this is where the Torah is telling us the fundamental difference between not only Moshe and the rest of us, but even Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of the Nevi'im. Other Nevi'im did have prophecies, and there's a whole process they had to go through in order to get Nevuah, the Rambam describes, you know, Prishut and Nekiut, and whatever they had to do to be on the Madriga to get Nevuah. But even then, there was no guarantee. And it was when Hashem wanted them, he would talk to them and give them a Nevuah. It wasn't, give me 1 minute, let me go ask Hashem. So the Gemara in Temura, Daf Tet Zayin, tells a story. When Moshe Rabbeinu was dying, he said, Yeshua, I'm dying. Let me answer any questions you may have had left. So Yeshua says to him, Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, I was your faithful Talmid. Every time you gave shir, I was right there in the front row taking notes. I heard every shir, I heard every sichas musar, I heard chogim and machshava, and Torah, and then whatever else there is, halacha, iyun, vikiyus, I heard it all. Did I miss one? Want to test me? Like, what? Where did this, you know, is there anything that I missed out on? Of course not. I remember Rav Tavori, who was a Rav in this yeshiva, Shavar Fush Shlema, he said that he described he and his brother once decided to sit down and learn some Masechet. And the first sugya, the first line, and he says, oh, this is what the Rav said about this. And the second sugya, this is what the Rav said about this. And the first Rashi, the first Tosel, this is what the Rav said about that. So the brother said, I wouldn't have chosen a Masechet you learn with the Rav, I would have chosen some other Masechet. And he said, I didn't learn this Masechet with the Rav. So he said, how do you always know what the Rav said on it? He said, well, I heard this from the Rav at his Yartzai Drasha. I heard this from a Rav and his Parsha class in Moria Synagogue. I heard this from his Rav in Sichai here, there. So, so Yeshua heard every Drasha from Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew them all. So what is he missing? So the Gemara says, at that point, when Yeshua said that, he forgot three halachos. And from those three halachos, he all of a sudden had 700 shailos. 700 issues he didn't know off the top of his head. To the point that when Am Yisrael had those questions, Amdu Kol Yisrael Lahargo, they wanted to kill him. Yeshua, how could you forget this? How could you not know this? So what did Yeshua do? Well, what would Moshe Rabbeinu have done if he didn't know one? He would have gone to Hashem. He would ask God. He said, Hashem. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lomar lecha yavshar, you can't. It's not for you. So we have to understand the story. Was Yeshua wrong? Had Yeshua said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm your Talmid. Talmid Chan, imeimecha nishota. I drink you're my source of life. You're my source of Torah. Everything I got is from you. And more na'alima sheni chaser. Tell me, what am I missing? Had he flipped it back at Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of, do you have any questions? Tell me, what is it I have to know before you go? Tell me, am I missing something? Ma be'met haya Moshe omer li Yeshua. What would Moshe Rabbeinu have told Yeshua? Hu kvar masar lo et kol ha-Torah kula. He gave him over everything. He wasn't missing anything. So what did Yeshua do wrong? So he said, here's the yesod we learned from this. What Yeshua didn't learn from Moshe was one rule in halacha. and is the klal that the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Bet says, Im Arishonim b'nei Malachim Anu b'nei Anashim. If the people in the generations before us were angels, then we're people. If they were Im Rishonim b'nei Anashim Anu kechamorim. If they were people, then we are donkeys. Moshe Rabbeinu here was teaching Yoshua Hatimat Hatkufot. Moshe Kibal Torah, Saral Yoshua. This is the end of the period known as Moshe Kibal Torah. This is now Masaral Yoshua, Yoshua the Zakenim. And this is the end of it. We're no longer in the period of Moshe Kibal Torah. When Moshe dies, that's it. It's not the Kibal Torah anymore. Now it's Masara. Now it's giving over what you already have to somebody else. You are not receiving anymore. It's a new tkufa, a new period, a new era. In order to realize and emphasize and internalize this point, Yeshua forgot these halachot and he had these sfeikot. And when he wanted to get them back by asking Hashem for them, Hashem says to him, for you? No, I'm not giving them to you. So how is he supposed to do it? The way we learn halacha now. You compare one case to another case, you sit and you figure it out. Right? Your legal precedent, you figure it out. So I'm not just going to give it over to you. That was for Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the type of relationship where you could say, Imdu Vishma. You sit here, and I will go ask Hashem, and I'll tell you what he said. That was for Moshe Kibal Torah. For Yoshua, for the Zakenim, Anshe Knesset Gedolah, wherever, all the way along, that was not going to be the case. And that was the difference between the Madrega of Moshe and the Madrega of Yoshua. And he says, in this cloud that we were discussing, that if the first generation was Malachim and we're humans, or the first generation was humans, we are donkeys, he says, that's not just Melitza Ba'alma, that's not just a nice idea. He says that is the yesod of Psak Halacha. All of it. Every time the Gemara says, how could that Amora say, Meitve, he's disagreeing with a Breita. He's disagreeing with a Mishnah. This Tana said this. How can that Amora say that? And we have to answer, oh, he's talking about a different case. Oh, he's siding with that Tana. What is he doing? That is all based on this yesod. The Amorayim are in a Madriga lower than the Tanayim. The Chiluk Atkufa was when the Gadol Atkufa, who lived at the end of that Tkufa, gathered and made a collection of halachot, or said, Zehu, you know, Shulchan Aruch, that's it. So that's what the Tana at the beginning of Avos is saying. There's Tkufas Moshe Rabbeinu, there's Yoshua, there's the Canaan, there's Nevi'im, there's Anshe Knesset Agdola, we have Tanayim, we have Amorayim, we have Gaonim, we have Rishonim, and then the Acharonim. Because the gathering of halachot, of everything we have had until now, let's write down the Mishnah, let's codify, this is it. Now we're up to Gemara. Where we have Moshe Rabbeinu, this is it. Now we're up to Yoshua. So that all ends with Yoshua. Therefore, he says that, and he proves it multiple times. He says, for example, after Yeshua's the Zakenim, Shmuel wrote Sefer Shoftim, he also wrote Sefer Shmuel. What was Sefer Shoftim? Sefer Shoftim was the end of Tkufat Zakenim. That's it, and then what comes next? Tkufat Nevi'im. Sefer Shmuel. And so on and so forth. He says, that's the point that Yoshua didn't understand. He said, I was there the entire time. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu taught something. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu was passing on the word of Torah or even learning Torah, I was there for it. I was a masmid. I didn't even miss one second of it. Therefore, Shuv Ein Chiluk Bein Ol Bein Moshe. I'm no different. I have all the Torah that Moshe got, I got. Lachain, he had to forget some halachot so that when he tried to restore them the old-fashioned way, the way he learned from Moshe Rabbeinu doing it, Hashem had to tell him, no, for you, you have no choice. Go through the Melchamta Shel Torah, learn it, and figure it out. And this is a lesson for all of us in our time and humility. There's sometimes you hear people flippant about disagreeing with Rishonim, disagreeing with previous Doros. forget disagreeing with the Gedolim of our door, that's a different discussion, but even just flippantly saying, oh, this is a Shver Rashi, Rashi's weak here. Well, what are you saying? Maybe I didn't understand it. My Madriga, but you know, it's not a... He has one last point where he says, Yeshua, what should he have done? Was that's exactly what he should have done, was say it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Instead of saying, Moshe Rabbeinu, I know it all, he should say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you tell me what I'm missing. He compares it to the Gemara Chagiga. Some rabbis came and greeted another rabbi, and they said, he said, you came from the Beis Medrash, why didn't you tell me a Chiddush? They said, no, tell me Decha Anu, me Mecha Anu Shoten, we learn from you, you tell us something. So there's a din of Kavod HaRav, the Talmud is supposed to say, you know what I'm missing, you help me out. And that is the humility we're supposed to have when it comes to comparing ourselves to another generation. When it comes to fathoming the godless of the previous generations, the previous kufos, we're supposed to realize that they are another magnitude above us. It's not just a little bit different, a little bit greater. They are a magnitude above us such that we can't compare at all anything to the previous kufa, and that is the lesson we learn from Yeshua having to forget halachot in order to restore them. Shkaya.